Thing I like about the sense improvisation where I improvised with sense of touch, sense of smell, sense of taste, sense of hearing, and sense of sight, and then combined them and brought them outside is the way that it activates those senses, and the activation of the senses remains open for some period of time after improvising with them. What I think I hoped for from those, or would want in an ideal world, is for them to drop me into the present moment, which I think that they did in little pieces, but there was just all this stuff layered on top of the sense that I was focusing on. So there's a running internal monologue, for instance, that questions what I'm doing when I'm dancing with the idea of taste, and questions the legitimacy or whether something is interesting or whether it's actually been found. Sense of smell, I remember being particularly difficult. It's like smell normally just comes to you. You accept it passively. To try to be constantly taking in smells from a fairly neutral environment. I did that in my house, and then we did it in an alley off of 24th Street where I wasn't sure I wanted to take in a lot of smells, and then in Dolores Park. And I think in all those cases, it's something that it drifts by and you notice it when it comes to you. And I know that smell is a really powerful sense in terms of connecting to memories and emotions, and there are smells of people or certain times that connect me so directly to them that I recognize that power. But trying to improvise with smell just sort of made me try to inhale too much and end up getting kind of a weird headache from breathing too much through my nose or something. But anyhow, I think both hearing and touch came the closest to providing some kind of way to really give in to the specificity of the sense as an improvisation. So they were just the easiest to focus on. I thought sight would be, and it definitely, I think when we went outside and particularly into the alley, probably sight and sound were the two senses that fed into movement for me the most. But when I approached the senses individually, touch and sound were the most directly related to movement and the easiest to focus on and the easiest to translate into something or to respond to. Smell, again, was just like I couldn't find it, and taste kind of felt a little cliched or something, particularly because I went with chocolate, which, like, could you get a more cliched kind of taste to think of? But it was easy to keep in my mouth while I was dancing. And yeah, with hearing particularly, that was one that I felt like I could stick with just having input and turning it into output. And it was a relatively fluid process, a relatively, I want to say transparent, but that doesn't seem quite right. But it was more direct, and I really loved that. Yeah. And then combining them all, you find that some senses are dominant. And also what the combining of the senses was combined with going outside. And as I said in the writing yesterday, that was going outside is a big deal. And it's very tender and vulnerable to take this exploratory creative practice out into the world. And at some point someone stopped on the sidewalk, and it was night, and I was in Dolores Park under this tree, and I was sort of trying to dance into the in the shadow of this tree. So even though there was no one there, I thought, I don't want to be dancing where the lights are shining, and I don't know what I thought, like the police are gonna come stop me, or something's gonna happen, and somebody walking their dog stopped on the sidewalk and just stood and looked at me for a little bit, and I had to turn away because I couldn't integrate it into the rest of the experience. And when we were in the alley off of 24th Street, of course, there were other people, and they were very much a part of that environment, but it felt complicated to deal with them, and like what we were doing didn't belong. And I loved dancing outside like at Jurassic, but there was no question of belonging. Yeah, so I guess I have questions about claiming space or finding space or finding the kind of art that can exist outside of the like rarefied air of the studio or the theater.